Today's episode is brought to you by something deliciously green and oh so good for your furry family members.
Introducing honest-to-goodness plant snacks, a family of plant-based dog treats that are not just tasty, but packed with a purpose.
Crafted by veterinarians, these treats are a rainbow of whole food ingredients. We're talking wholesome fruits and veggies you can actually see, plus probiotics and marine microalgae oil for that extra health kick.
From happy feet for healthy mobility to mellow belly for delightful digestion, and let's not forget way to glow for that shiny, luscious hair. There's a treat for every need.
And for our wise woofers, there's golden years for senior support, good vibes for comforting cuddles, and buddy boost for superhero immunity.
What's super cool about these snacks? They're crunchy, and they come in over 50 tail-wagging treats per bag.
Plus, they're made with sustainable, responsibly sourced ingredients right here in the USA. No synthetic additives, fillers, or byproducts here.
So if you want to sprinkle a little more goodness into your pet's day, give honest-to-goodness plant snacks a try.
To learn more, check out WFYoung.com.
That's WFYoung.com.
Attention, independent pet pros. Let me introduce you to the Pet Shop Girls, presented by Pet Product News.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sherry.
And I'm Carly.
And welcome to the Pet Shop Girls podcast. Today, we are doing a global recap. Global Pet Expo just happened in Florida, in Orlando. Beautiful, sunny Florida. It was a great show. I loved it. What'd you think, Carly?
It was a great show. There was lots going on. There was lots of pet pros. I know I heard from a couple vendors who have participated in years past that they figured Global was back after the hiatus of COVID. So it was good. It was a busy show and lots of vendors, lots of people. It did seem even a little bit bigger this year than it did last year.
Yeah, there was some vendors that I do business with that didn't go, but I took up almost all 3 days doing networking and meeting with them. I just want to say having the face-to-face connection with these people that maybe you email with or just talk on the phone with is priceless. It improves your relationship with the brand. Plus, I like to personally take pictures with the founders and CEOs of brands. It makes for good social media.
Yeah. And even just being in their booth and capturing different products or new products that they're launching. And the face-to-face time, you're right, Sherry, especially for me in the middle of nowhere, the middle of Canada, Regina, Saskatchewan, nobody really comes here. Or if they do, it's rare and few and far between. So for me, it is a great opportunity, just like you said, to get that FaceTime with my brands and the people that I'm emailing with and calling all the time. Yeah, it's good to have that FaceTime with them in person.
Plus, I learned a lot of tips from just some other pet store owners, just from networking with them. Or I kept bumping into people I knew in the aisles. Mm. And I do want to give a shout out to Bree Swanberg of Mutts and Meows. She was in a Yak Chew booth. And let me tell you what, I'm sorry, I'm bouncing around here, Carly. But there was like 15 bajillion different Yak Chew booths. I don't know if you noticed that. There's every other aisle, there was a Yak Chew booth. And so we were actually looking to bring in a different brand, a little higher quality than what we'd been carrying. It's a confusing category. How do you know which one's better? And she told me that the brand that she brought in, the booth that she was standing in, was amazing. She's already done multiple orders with them. They had multiple flavors to choose from. She couldn't say enough good things about it. And apparently, side note on Yak Chews, the fat content affects whether it will shard or not. You learn something every day.
I'm going to give a shout out to Bree because of Bree and her fantabulous tip about making my own bandanas for events. So I got home from Global on the Friday night and I was right back in the store Saturday morning because we were having our Easter extravaganza event. And one of the things that we were doing was our Easter photo booth. And we made our own little adorable bandanas. And that is a shout out to Bree as well, because that was all her. So
I got to say, I saw those pictures and those bandanas were super cute.
weren't they? I love them. So now, of course, I've told my mother she is to be on the hunt for cool fabrics that we can use to make our own bandanas. But let's get back to global. I want to ask you, Sherry, you saw some pretty cool products and you were on a mission, because if you were listening to our tips on how to have a great trade show, one of the first things that you do, Sherry, is you get to the new product showcase. So you take a peek at all of the things. What were some of the cool products that you saw this year?
We do aquariums. So I do want to say that Fluval, made by the parent company Hagen, came out with these tanks called Live. It's like L-I-V is what they were. Super cute little tank kits, great for shrimp or betas. Really sexy little aquariums. I can't wait to get them in. Once I posted them on my social media, people were already saying what color they wanted. Also, Glowfish Angels are coming out. I know glowfish can be a controversial thing, but the angels are pretty dang amazing looking, and they will be available soon. Also, on the fish note, one more thing about fish. AquaClears. The AquaClear filter is probably one of my favorite power filters. It's very versatile. It's very simple. I love it. There's not a lot of bells and whistles. And for 40 years, it has stayed the same. It has looked the same until now. They revamped it. They've modernized it. They added a couple little things to improve it slightly, but it's still the great AquaClear. And we can't wait to get those on our shelves too.
Okay. Now, popping over to the furry guys. I think a really cool product that I saw, and I got to actually see it, not just on social media, but Green Juju's new mushroom brine.
Definitely. Yes.
Not to be called broth. Billy will slap your lips if he hears you calling it broth, because this is a mushroom brine full of probiotics. And because of how Green Juju formulates their products, those billions of bacteria or cultures in the brine will be different each time. Billy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that was pretty cool. I also, and I hope our distributor brings this in, but I went over and I spent a little bit of time at the Shepherd Boy Farms booth. And if you guys have not seen their freeze-dried goat milk, I think this is the coolest thing, especially for us Canucks, okay? Because shipping regular goat's milk, very heavy, very expensive if you got to pay that shipping. But when you're shipping freeze-dried goat's milk, it's literally just a powder in a regular plastic goat milk bottle. You add water, shake and serve. Coolest thing. But they also had, now this was probably perfect for Florida, they had a complete and balanced freeze-dried alligator. Freeze-dried alligator meal. So it's your regular freeze-dried food, but it is alligator protein. And I thought that was cool. Furry guys who have sensitivities, that's an extremely novel protein. I guess unless you live in Florida, then maybe you chomp a little bit on alligators. I don't know.
Well, alligator is supposed to taste like chicken. I have eaten it before. It was pretty good.
I have not. I would say the most novel protein I was forced to eat as a child in Hawaii was shark. And I remember then, and I think now, it tasted like rubber. So don't eat the sharks.
It does. Yeah. And that's, you shouldn't eat the sharks. Yeah.
No, don't eat the sharks. one more thing that I really saw that I thought was cool was the new Tall Tales foraging mats. So I don't know if you got a chance to get over there and see those.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Those
I like the one that looks like grass. Yeah.
Yes. The Tall Tales foraging mats I thought are pretty cool. We can't wait to get those in. They figured they'd be available for order around July timeframe. So we have a little bit of time left to wait for those.
Apparently, there is a new food category called cold pressed, and Nulo are the ones that are launching this. I couldn't tell you about it, but cold pressed food is here. And then they did come out with a gently cooked that's shelf stable in a pouch. I thought that was really interesting. It is processed differently than a canned food, than a wet food normally. And it looked really cool. I actually talked to the R&D lady that created it, helped create it. And I did bring that in. So I'm excited to see how that does. Also, I brought in Smack Pet Food. partially because of Carly. She loves that food. It is a limited ingredient dehydrated food. It's 14 to 16 ingredients, really great packaging. I love sexy packaging. So I'm excited to get that in. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was a private label. So private label treats have been doing extremely well for me. It's increased my sales. The customers really like it. I've just redone the labels to have my dog on it. And I use him in a lot of marketing materials too. So now the labels of my pet treats match all my other marketing, my social media, all my signs and everything that's in store. So I want to shout out to Art of Artvark Pet Products. He's doing these private label chews in small quantities. So you don't have to order 5,000. You only need to order like 40 bully sticks and they'll put your label on it. And it's affordable. So what he's doing for the independent, small independent retailers is amazing. He's a great guy. I love Art. I also told him he needs to start a Facebook page and Instagram page. So please don't dock him for that. It's a great company. They really are.
And I'm going to bounce back to Smack, because Smack did launch a new product at Global. This was their first time. Smack is Canadian made in Winnipeg, Manitoba, the province right beside me, but they have just recently expanded to be distributing in the US. So Global was their first American pet trade show, and they launched a brand new product called Botanical Mixes. So this was really cool. It is just a topper, regardless of what you're feeding, and you're going to get that good high quality Smack protein right from Botanical Mixer. So they launched that, and in their show special, Botanicals were part of it. So any of the stores that ordered Smack while they were at Global are getting those Botanical Mixers.
I think that's it for new products on my end.
I am just looking at my list here. I agree.
Okay. I did want to say that Pet Store Pro, they did a complete revamp of their website, and it is a free training website. Their old website was pretty clunky and it wouldn't work right all the time, but they just did this huge revamp and it's amazing. You need to check it out. They have training for your managers. They have training for basic retail, for maybe a new staff member who's never been in retail. It's a really good platform.
Actually, you know what? I am going to back up to the products, because I want to give a shout out to the wonderful ladies at Wholesome Hound. And what they had in their booth was chicken chips. And they had two different options. They had regular chicken chips and chicken and pumpkin chips. And they look like a little potato chip, but they're made of chicken and they're for your dog. So shout out to the ladies at Wholesome Hound, because that was a pretty cool little product that they had going on.
So I do carry a couple other chicken chips from other brands. And actually Art with Artvark just came out with chicken chips that you can private label, but I've never heard of one with pumpkin in it. So that's pretty cool. I will say that I am about to bring in a couple of new freezers, and going to the show really helped facilitate the freezer deals, shall I say. A brand will usually help you bring it in. I was able to talk to the brands face-to-face and tell them what I was going to do. I was also able to talk to my freezer people. Minus 40 is who I'm bringing in, and they were running a heck of a deal. It was like $600 off a freezer. So killer deal. So glad. That helped offset some of my travel expenses right there.
I wanted to talk about maybe a couple tips for attending trade shows. We chatted with a lot of folks, because actually, maybe before we get into some tips here, we met a lot of different pet pros at our podcast launch party.
Podcast launch party.
So we did that on the global floor, and we had a bunch of great pet pros come out and meet with us and chat with us. So I want to give a shout out to Sharon from Five Elements. Sharon and I had a really good talk, and Sharon is a small independent manufacturer, And we talked about different ways that she could maybe get her product moving and get it into the hands of retailers and the hands of customers. And so one of my tips that I have for small manufacturers is FAIR. And that's F-A-I-R-E. If you are not selling on FAIR as a small manufacturing pet pro, get your butt onto FAIR. There are lots of ways that you can sell your products, but pet pros everywhere who are retailers know that FAIR is a really good resource to go to find cool and unique products that you maybe can't find through distribution. When you are a small when you are a small manufacturer looking to try to get into a distributor, you have to have some big volumes. And maybe you're not at that point yet where you can mass produce and take on a distributor. FAIR is this is a bad analogy, but it's like the Etsy for retail. So there's all different types of product categories in there. It's not just pet. There's women's clothing, there's baby, there's men clothing, housewear, all the things. But pet is one of the categories. So for our pet pro manufacturers, if you're not on FAIR, but you've got a really cool product, look into getting on FAIR so that the retailers like Sherry and I can get your products into our store.
Yes. And I also met some people and revisited with some people at the podcast launch party. I learned that from my friend down at Carter's Pet Market in Houston, Texas. He was getting really good margin on a certain brand of food, and that brand was actually at the party too. And I'm like, hey, how come I can't get that margin? Can you hook me up? And apparently I needed to buy from a different distributor to get that deal. So it's tips. It's like things like this that you learn at a trade show just by mingling with other people. You cannot do that sitting at home on your email.
And yes, because one of our other pet pros who was at the party, and I'm going to give a shout out to Marilyn, the owner of Headlight Harness, and she is one of our independent manufacturing pet pros. She told me the story. I thought it was such a cool story about how her product came to be, and it was out walking her own dog, and the pupper saw a rabbit and somehow got out of his harness. Off he went, and she couldn't find him because it was dark. And after that, she was like, I am never walking my dog again without some sort of light. And the Headlight Harness was born. So there's so many cool stories that you don't get to hear when you're not meeting with these people face to face. We had a really good chat, and this is going to be my tip for retailers, for the pet show or what the pet expo calls buyers. But it's not just buyers, it's all pet pros. This would be my tip for all pet pros. Sherry and I facilitate a private Facebook group for independent pet pros. It is a free group. It is where we can all network and collaborate and learn from each other. Because as I explained to many pet pros that I met at Global, the group kind of allows you to talk to people who are where you were and are where you want to be. There's all levels of pet pros in our group. It is called the Indie Insider. And so, of course, that is the inside where all the indies get to mingle.
Plus, we let brands come in too. If one of our indie insiders has an issue with a brand or says something about it, the brand can respond. It's a two-way street.
And we encourage open communication in the group, where we don't want to stifle those that may have had issues with brands. Let the brand have a chance to respond. But it is a group where independent pet pros can grow and network together. We've got just over 500 independent pet pros in there. So that link is in our show notes. You can absolutely join the Indie Insider, and we would love to have you there so that you can continue the networking that starts oftentimes at a trade show. This is where I want to give a shout out to Matt and his beautiful wife, Dana, who they have three stores in New Hampshire. And I met them at the Smack booth. And then we saw each other at the launch party. And then we saw each other again when they attended my TikTok presentation. Great couple. And definitely want to stay in touch with them. They are part of the group. But that's where I wanted to talk about the group and the networking that happens, the opportunities to network. Keep that networking going as a pet pro. Keep building those relationships. And one of the ways that you can do that is by joining those different pet industry groups. Ours is just one of them, but we would love to have you in there to keep networking with you guys.
Okay, you mentioned your TikTok talk. So I wanted to talk about that unless you had any other shout outs right now.
Not right now. I'm sure more will come to me.
Okay. So Carly's TikTok talk was amazing, obviously, but like, I know I'm biased here, but she is one of the most engaging speakers I've ever met, I've ever seen. And I've been to a lot of these education sessions over the years at Super Zoo and Global. And I got to say, it was awesome. And I'm sorry you missed it if you weren't there.
Are my cheeks red now? Oh, Sherry, my biggest fan. Okay, no, I had a ton of fun. I know what they say. The two biggest fears in life are public speaking and death. And public speaking is my happy place. So I really like seeing those light bulbs go on when people have those aha moments and they're able to take knowledge away and use that to help them grow their business. So that is my happy place. And I look forward to doing more of those talks and we'll just get them lined up because Sherry was my own personal like paparazzi. And she took a bunch of different videos and pictures and then she put it all together and made little montages with music. So it was really cool.
If you want to see that, my montage video of Carly's talk, I did post it in the Indie Insider group if you want to see it.
And two, we're going to be offering that TikTok presentation. We had some requests to do it in the group for pet pros who couldn't attend the show. So we're looking at, we want learning to occur in this huge circle of networking with pet pros. You wanted to talk about spending your time wisely when you go, not just all about the show, Sherry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A couple notes on that. So I did run into a couple people, super cool ladies, and they said that the first day of the show, they were just chilling in booths and taking their time and spending a lot of time in each booth. And then the next day, they were rushing around because they had spent too much time in each booth the first day. So try to budget your time. I try to go pretty fast through the booths on the first day. And then if I want to circle back and continue a conversation or reinforce that relationship, I will go back the second or third day to do that if I have time. For example, I went to the freezer booth three times to talk to the freezer people. The show floor, even though Global is a square format, unlike Super Zoo, that's like a big L shape, it was so difficult to find booths. The aisle numbers were very odd. So I'd walk right past where I needed to go. I felt like I was walking in circles. So you need to budget your time for that. And wear the right wear and socks. And you wore some cool socks, right?
I wore compression socks, anklet compression socks, because maybe it's my age, you guys. Like, this aging thing is not fun. But I will tell you, I used to go to Vegas every year because I competed in the international eight ball tournaments. So I was on, and I reffed.
That's right. She is almost a professional pool player, you guys.
Was.
Yeah. So Hold on. When we go to Super Zoo, I think that if anybody wants to play some pool, hit us up.
Okay, fine. But
Carly's going to kick your butt, though.
Yeah. No, it's been a long time. So we'll just play for $20 a ball and we'll see. The point I was trying to make is I have been in hot climates on my feet all day long and all night, because when I would go to these pool tournaments, you're on your feet all day long playing pool and reffing and all the things and walking to and from. And this never happened. But all of a sudden, I'm going to these pet trade shows and I'm thinking I'm wearing the right shoes and drinking enough water and all of the things. And I kept having major ankle swelling issues. So this year, and I will also note too that every time I would go down to a show in the States, I would come home and I'd be sick. So this year I was bound and determined, I'm not going to get sick and I'm not going to have swollen ankles. So I did a couple things differently this year. I know that Sherry was bustling around from beginning to end all over the place. I really wanted to pace myself. So I'm going to give a shout out to Maria at Carnivore and her lovely team, because Sherry was going back to freezer booths a couple times. I was going back to Carnivore because Maria had a beautiful little spot set up that her retailers could come and sit and chat. And so I was trying to preserve my feet and my voice, because I always lose my voice when I go to these things. And I wore anklet compression socks, you guys, and who would have known, but my ankles did not swell. So flying to Florida, I wore compression socks that like go to your knees, but at the show, I wore little compression anklet socks. And I purposely took time out of my show time to actually rest, sit down, eat a sandwich, drink some water, because I didn't want to be uncomfortable with big swollen ankles. The other thing I did to prevent, and so far it seems to have worked, to prevent getting sick, is I took, before I was going, about a week before I went to the show, and while I was at the show, I took a combination of oregano oil capsules or gel tabs, whatever they're called, oregano oil anyways. And then on alternating days, I was taking a combination of lion's mane and reishi mushroom supplements. And then
I take mushrooms as well. Yes.
Yes. To keep your head clear, you must do the lion's mane.
Ah, I was doing astragalus. Anyway, that's supposed to help your immune system too.
Okay. And so I was doing my mushrooms and my oregano for that. Hello, lion's mane and reishi supplements, not like shrooms.
Not the magic kind.
Not magic, but they are magic. Zahner gets mushrooms all the time in his diet too. So I figured I was just going to take a page out of Zahner's book and my oregano. And then I was doing two different types of vitamin C. And I also took throat coat tea, you guys. If you do a lot of speaking, or you know what, if you're a regular public speaker or an actor or an actress of some sort, they already know about this mystery magic throat coat tea. You can't find it everywhere. I think it would be more in like your natural sections, but it's literally just called throat coat, and it does soothe your throat so that you don't lose your voice. So I did all of those things this year, and I may have found the magic ticket to not get sick and not have swollen ankles and not lose my voice. I accomplished all of the things I was trying.
I want to circle back to the podcast party and anyone we met in general that have been listening. I want to thank the listeners deeply from my heart. It was amazing to meet you guys in person. We got to take pictures with people. You made us feel real special. So I wanted to thank you guys for making this happen. So yes.
It was awesome. It was totally awesome. And I was so like, I didn't realize, I guess, the variety of pet pros that enjoy the podcast. Like, we had everybody there, from retailers to trainers to manufacturers to, it was such a great mix. So that's it. As Sherry says, I will echo Sherry's thank yous. I appreciate all of you for showing up and spending some time with us. And because we know the shows are busy, I am going to get back onto tips now.
Oh, we got more tips. Okay.
I do have one more tip, and this is for the vendors. I have organized a lot of trade shows in my day, and I always provide my vendors with a document that I put together called, basically, it's trying to increase the ROI from your trade show. So get that return on your investment, because it is an investment to go to these trade shows. There's definitely a cost for your booth. And when you're going to a major show like this, that cost can be a big cost. But there is also a cost to get there. If you're manning your booth with your staff, you've got employee cost, you've got accommodations, food. There's lots of costs associated.
I just want to say we had a friend that had a 10 by 10 booth, and this was at Super Zoo. And she said, all said and done, transporting her stuff, travel expenses, plus the booth, it was $15,000. And she is a one woman show. And so the cost of going ranges anywhere from $15,000 to probably $1 million for those big double decker booths. I want to jump in here and say, I know where you're going with this. And it really irks me when I walk into a booth and I ask a question like, how much is this? And nobody knows. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not going to ask you any more questions. And I move on. And I'm like, what was the point of them even having a booth here?
I think we had that experience last year at Super Zoo. They were, and I don't remember what it was, but it was one product. They literally had one product. And when we asked how much it was, they didn't know. And they had to wait for marketing to come back. And I thought, you had one job to sell the one product in the booth. But anyways, I digress. My tip for our vendors, and I always say this to all of my vendors who ever participate in any of my shows, follow up is key. The statistics say that 92% of people attend trade shows to look and find new products. Remember what I just said there. They are attending to look and find new products. Buying happens after the show. So if you are a vendor who participated, big or small, whether you were a 15,000 booth or 150,000 booth, follow up is key because the buying decisions happen after. I've had a couple customers coming in saying, oh, how was your trip? What new things did you find? Did you bring them back? No, because I go to look. I fall into that 92% and my buying all happens after the show. Now, I also meet a lot of people at the show, both vendors and pet pros and you name it. And I might have thought you were really cool on the floor, but I now have forgotten. If you follow up with me, you're going to twig my memory and I'll go, oh yeah, I wanted to buy that. So following up is key, you guys. If you're a vendor on that floor, make sure you follow up because that's where you're going to make more of your sales.
Such a good tip. Yes. Totally agree.
And it doesn't go with this. There's no great segue here, but I do want to give a shout out. You talked about the Pet Pro training platform. Is that what you talked about?
Pet Store Pro.
Pet Store Pro. Yes, I have looked at that. I also wanted to talk about Retail Pet. And
Oh my gosh. Retail.pet. Yes. Also a woman owned. Amazing. She's great. Love her.
Angela, and I met her techie dude, Lee. They were wonderful people. Brands. Not only is this a shout out for Angela and her fantastic new company, but brands. This is something, a platform you need to look at to get your brand in front of more retailers. I'm going to tell you why. Even if they don't carry your brand, they will see it on the platform. And that's additional exposure for you. When they do carry your brand, you have an easy way to get their team trained up on your product. And you get to spin that message because you provide the training content to Angela and her team to get it on the platform. So I just thought they were super cool people. And I'm so glad that I got the chance to meet them in person as well.
Yes. Yes. I love what she's doing. And I think she's going to go far. I'm excited to team up with her.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, one more shout out. Oh, I have to give. This was so cool. Michelle from Magical Mutts. She was hanging out at the Green Juju booth. She was doing her energetic readings. I am butchering this and I apologize, Michelle, but it was so cool. She did an energetic reading on my little Zaner for me. All she needed was a picture. If you've got a furry guy that you want a little bit more information about and they can't tell you because they don't speak English, get a hold, find Michelle, Magical Mutts, find her. You will love the information that she gives. And she does a lot of it remotely because she just needs that picture. So that was really cool. That was something really cool that I did at Super Zoo. Where was I? Global. that I hadn't done at another. Guys,
we are still adjusting to the time change and we're still tired from getting back. Yeah.
And getting ready because in 130 days, we're going to do it all over again at Super Zoo. So one more thing, Sherry, when you and I got there, we did go a little bit early and we did a couple things outside of the show. One, we went to Disney.
Yep. And remember, we told you guys in our trade show prep episode to take some time for yourself. And look, I live in Dallas. Carly lives in Regina, Saskatchewan. So we don't get to see each other. And I'm sorry, I butchered that. How do you say Saskatchewan?
This is the thing. You always know when somebody does not live in Saskatchewan or Canada because they say Saskatchewan. And it's Saskatchewan.
Okay. We don't get to see each other all the time. It's pretty much when we're at an event of some sort. We get there early and chill out. We went to Disney, had some fun. And then the next day, I went to a couple of fish wholesalers because, again, we sell aquariums and fish. And Plant City is about an hour south of where the convention center is. So my store manager and I went down there and got to meet fish people in person, tour the facility. I got to say, it was amazing. It was really amazing to see how they do things. And we were able to handpick some stuff, which was super nice.
You know what? I want to give one more shout out. And I can't give a shout out by name because I did not get his name. But we had an Uber driver. And I thought he had a really cool story. He worked at Disney for 11 years. And then he took a little bit of a break. He's now back at Disney. He was in security. And then he moved into their hospitality section. And then now he's in their customer care center. But I asked him, as he was telling his story, I asked him, if you could give one piece of magical Disney advice to store owners or other small businesses, what would that be? And his advice was to always value your guest. And I really like that because we have some episodes coming up, you guys, that are going to be all around customer experience and what makes you different. So I really liked his answer that his tip, magical Disney advice, was to always value your guest. And I remember actually prior to getting him as an Uber driver, I was talking to Sherry about an episode that we could do, which was the difference between providing that experience and just processing transactions. And the example that I had was, I go to the same gas station by my house all the time. The gas jockey knows me when I pull up in my vehicle. He knows if I'm filling with premium or regular. And I walk in and it's the two ladies in there all the time. They know who I am. I know who they are. And the gas jockey knows me, but these ladies treat me like a transaction every single time. And they're just getting the words out because they have to say the words. So I really liked his answer. And to end this episode, I'm going to do it before Sherry takes me out with a cane. Yeah.
I was about to.
I know. And I'm going to monitor the time this time. So to end up wrapping up a fantastic global 2024, I want to remind all of our pet pros, big or small, no matter where you are, value your guests.
And we value you. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye. That's it for this episode, Pet Pro.
Make sure to follow, like, and subscribe.
Just hit all the buttons.
So you never miss the podcast that makes you sit, stay, and beg for more.
The Pet Shop Girls.
Did we want to try one more take on that?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Bad.
That wasn't that bad.
Well.